If I could talk, the stories I could tell. It's the Bill Elder Podcast on the 16th day of October, 2010, and a rare Saturday appearance. Happy birthday to Angela Lansbury, who is 85 today. Suzanne Summers is 64. Tim Robbins turns 52. John Mayer is 33. Archbishop Desmond Tutu won the Nobel Peace Prize on this day. I'm looking over some notes for an upcoming video. And what I do is as you know, I take an envelope and I write down the topics that I'd like to cover. And when I get three or four or five, people have noticed that I haven't posted as many videos as I usually do. And there's a reason. And somebody finally explained to me that when you get up to a certain number of subscribers, that if you start posting a lot of videos within, say, 3 or 4 days of each other, there is a certain segment of the people that subscribe to you that don't ever see a certain amount of videos because they may only come to the internet once a week. They may only go to YouTube once a week. They're not everybody is online every day like I am checking out other videos. And so I've gone through and I've selected out of about 6 topics, 3 that will be on an upcoming video. And people have asked me, you know, what kind of stuff doesn't make the cuts on one of your videos? Okay, I'll tell you the topics that didn't. One is that I wish I knew 2 or 3 different languages. I think in America we're very myopic as far as, you know, English, my way or the highway sort of thing. And I hope it's improving. But when I grew up, you know, they tried to teach us Spanish and French and that sort of thing. But, you know, really to speak it fluently, I'm so envious of the European countries and these magnificent young people that are able to communicate in several languages. The other topic that didn't make the cut was old people's parts falling off. And I was going to do a thing where I was sitting there and you'd hear something hit the floor. I'd say, oh, gosh, I just lost a toe, or, you know, there went a stack of pancreas or something. So who knows? I never say that these ideas are really fully thought out, if you understand. And then the really interesting, this has been asked several times and I've never addressed it, was, do I ever get drunk? The answer is no. And one of the reasons was because I was on radio. And I never got high on drugs and I never got drunk because I didn't want to have somebody say to me, do you remember saying such and such on the air? And, you know, if you're high or drunk, a lot of times you don't remember anything. So, God knows, I've worked with some people that work that way. We had one guy at work, we didn't know he had a drinking problem till one day he showed up sober. Hello. So, old joke. But I did get inebriated once, and I was with my parents. I know this is a weird story, but we were in Birmingham, Alabama, and we were visiting my sister's future in-laws. And there was this aunt or grandmother or somebody who was so rich. Her name was Money. M-O-N-E-Y. Yeah, I know. And I never understood that. Of course, I live life under a don't ask, don't tell sort of deal. You know, I don't need to know everything. So we went to her house, and after church, and I was a teenager, you know, and so she's serving sherry to everybody. And, you know, it's a great taste in drink. And so I had several. So I believe I slept from Birmingham all the way to Atlanta, which was like 2.5-3 hours. And I woke up with a headache, and my parents just thought that was hysterical. They said, son, you're hungover. How many sherries did you have? So anyway, so that was it for me. That, you know, it's the same way my dad taught me not to smoke. And unfortunately, he was a smoker. Grew up in Durham, North Carolina. So he smoked from when he was a kid, because everybody did up there before they knew what cigarettes would do to you. And I remember being quite young and asking my dad, by quite young, I mean 4, 5, 6 years old, Dad, what's it taste like to smoke? And he hands me a cigarette, and he says to me, inhale as hard as you can. So I'm 15 minutes of coughing, never touched one again. We'll see you Monday.